Ihr hört einen Discovery Panel Podcast. Discovery Panel. Discover Star Trek.
Willkommen, wir öffnen das Discovery Panel, naja, so halb, nichtsdestotrotz auf dem Panel heute.
Andreas Dohm.
Und Sebastian Sonntag. Wir wollen euch eigentlich nur ganz kurz sagen, dass das hier keine richtige, reguläre, seriöse Folge des Discovery Panels ist, sondern...
Naja, ich finde, seriöser geht es eigentlich nicht als diese Folge, ehrlich gesagt.
Ja, du hast völlig recht. Das ist völlig seriös. Es gibt jetzt mega seriösen Content. Wenn ihr unsere letzte Folge gehört habt, dann wisst ihr, was jetzt kommt. Wir haben nämlich ein Interview geführt, also mit wir meine ich vor allen Dingen dich, lieber Andreas, mit... Ja. Mike McMahon. Vielleicht kannst du noch mal kurz zwei Sätze sagen, wer das ist.
Mike McMahon ist der Creator, der Schöpfer quasi von Star Trek Lower Decks. Die treibende Kraft hinter dem Writers Room an dieser Stelle. Er hat die Serie entwickelt, er hat sie umgesetzt und er ist der kreative Kopf tatsächlich hinter dieser ganzen Serie. Hat seine Karriere sehr, sehr geboostet, nicht gestartet, aber sehr, sehr geboostet mit der Zusammenarbeit da bei Rick and Morty. Und macht jetzt gerade auch noch neben Star Trek Lower Decks Solar Opposites eine Serie, die man sich auf jeden Fall mal anschauen kann.
Das war die Kurzversion und mit ihm hört er jetzt das komplette Interview, was Andi mit ihm geführt hat über Star Trek Lower Decks. Und das so ein bisschen als Lustmachung, dieses Wort gibt es nicht als Nomen, als Lustmachung auf die erste Season Star Trek Lower Decks, die aus unserer Perspektive bald anläuft, nämlich am 22. Januar 2021. Das könnt ihr euch gerne am Stück anhören und wenn ihr da noch ein bisschen mehr Kontext drumherum haben wollt und die Folge von uns davor nicht gehört haben solltet, dann seid ihr herzlich eingeladen. Dann nehmen wir das Interview nämlich noch ein bisschen auseinander, übersetzen es und quatschen so ein bisschen darüber, was er gesagt hat. Aber das hier ist jetzt quasi einmal das Interview pur. Vielleicht auch für alle von euch, die das Interview schon zerstückelt gehört haben und einfach nur sagen, gib's mir nochmal am Stück.
Das hast du sehr schön gesagt.
Vielen Dank.
Muss ich jetzt, du müsstest jetzt noch einmal sagen, natürlich haben wir das Interview vor der Sendung aufgezeichnet.
Natürlich haben wir dieses Interview vor der Sendung aufgezeichnet. Was denn? Vor was denn überhaupt? Was für eine Sendung? Das ist ein Podcast, das ganze Ding ist aufgezeichnet.
Das haben die Leute aber von dir so gewollt, dass du es einmal so sagst. Okay, Leute, viel Spaß. Wir werden nachher natürlich nicht mehr irgendwie nochmal ein paar Bemerkungen machen, weil das haben wir im letzten Podcast sehr, sehr viel gemacht. Das heißt, nach diesem Interview ist dieser Podcast vorbei.
Tschüss.
Tschüss. Welcome to the Discovery Panel. We are a German Star Trek fan podcast talking about the new Star Trek TV shows. And we're very looking forward to see Lower Decks in Germany next week.
I'm extremely excited for you guys to see it. I've worked on a lot of animated shows, and I know that Germany has a really big audience for comedy and for animation and for Star Trek. So... I hope you guys really enjoy what you're about to see.
Do we have any connections to Germany?
I do not. My sister-in-law lives in Germany. And actually, one of my producers on the show, who Brad Boimler, one of the lead characters, is named after, speaks German and has family from Germany and is talking about Germany all the time. But, and I hate to admit it, I've never been to Germany. I hope to one day when we can travel the world again, come and try all of your beers. That's going to be my real reason for going and to meet some Star Trek fans.
So you're very invited. We have some very large cons to come to for Star Trek fans. Mike, as a long-term fan of Star Trek, could you describe your feelings when you got the inquiry to create your own Star Trek show?
Honestly, when I first went in, I thought, well, this could never happen. Like I'm actually a pretty optimistic guy usually, but when I went into the meeting, I had gotten a call from Aaron Byers, who's an executive at Secret Hideout, which is Alex Kurtzman's company. And he said, hey, Discovery is doing so well. We want to expand Star Trek into other series. And we're talking with creators who we know love Star Trek. Would you come in and talk to us about what you imagine your version of Star Trek animated show would be? And I was like, sure, because I love talking about Star Trek. But going in, I was like, they're not going to want to make the kind of Star Trek I want to make, because I would want to do one that wasn't on the bridge and celebrates, you know, funny, you know, Lower Decks officers. And when I went in and pitched it to them, it wasn't even a pitch. You know, pitches are a formal thing, and you go in and you go in with preparation. And when I went into Secret Hideout, it was like how I'm talking to you right now. It was a conversation and not a presentation. And in talking to, it was Alex Kurtzman, Heather Caden, and Aaron Byers, and me. And we're just literally, I think Alex just said, what do you love about Star Trek? What are the kinds of stories you love about Star Trek? And I kind of rattled off, I was like, my dream Star Trek show. And I rattled off what Lower Decks was. And in that meeting, which wasn't a pitch, he just turned to the others and said, I think we have another Star Trek show here. And
wow, that's so cool.
I like went and got in my car and I called my wife and I was like, okay, this is very weird, but I think I just accidentally sold my dream Star Trek show. And it was the feeling of like, you know, when you're working in the entertainment industry and you're a writer and you're trying to sell new ideas, constantly what you're doing is you're coming up with new stuff and you're trying to just make things that make you happy, right? Because best case scenario, you sell something and then you want to work on something that every day you get up and you're so excited to work on it. And you can't manufacture other people understanding and wanting to fund it and to make it. And you're really, really lucky if you get to make your dream projects. And Lower Decks is a dream project. And I was so caught off guard that I was going to get to do this, that it actually took, I think it really took a couple months of me working on it. Cause I, you know, stuff gets made and then it goes away. Like you start to work on it and it goes away. So you don't let yourself get too excited. And it really wasn't until we started casting in the first table read where I was like, holy crap, we're actually making a Star Trek show. This is crazy.
Yes, absolutely dream for fans like us. We are a big fan of your Twitter account, TNG S8, too. How many of the ideas you've tweeted there have been put into effect in Lower Decks?
Oh, my gosh. I mean, TNG Season 8 is definitely, I love to hear that, because that, I worked almost as much on that Twitter feed for free when I was an assistant as I have on Star. I would, my wife would be like, what are you doing? And I'm like, I've got to write a new tweet today. And it would be like writing a new episode. Like, I would have to really come up with, and I really do think that TNG Season 8 was the proto, you know, template for Lower Decks, because what I loved about that Twitter feed was every one of them had a serious side and a comedy side. And that's what we try to do in Lower Decks as well, is yes, there's the comedy. Yes, there's the funny stuff, but also there's the real Star Trek stuff and the real sci-fi stuff and the real stakes. And the best expression of that might be the final three episodes of the first season, where the drama and the action and the comedy are really amped up and go hand in hand. And that's all from TNG Season 8.
Oh, that's so cool. In Lower Decks, you're telling a story about a big friendship between Mariner and Boimler. And Star Trek has always included stories about friendship. What is your favorite Star Trek friendship of all series? And has it inspired you?
Oh my God, friendship? I love that question. I love that question, because that's why I love Star Trek, is I'm not a favorite ship guy or a favorite captain guy. I am a favorite friendship guy, because, you know, the first greatest friendship is probably, you know, Kirk and Spock, and that, but then also expanding to the rest of that bridge crew, and, you know, every Star Trek has these friendships. For me, it really is Geordi and Data. And I think you can see that a lot in TNG Season 8, but like, Geordi and the friendship that Geordi and Data have, where it's two people that don't exactly fit in, but they found the friendship with each other, and they're helping each other. And they're also like, you know, like Geordi working with Data and Geordi like having to listen to Data's bad poetry, like that stuff mixed together is just so joyful to me. And that really is kind of the expression of Mariner and Boimler. Like I wanted two Lower Decks officers who have very different opinions on what it means to be in Starfleet, who both technically know a lot, but have very different relationships with what it means to be exploring space. And you know, the same with Tendi and Rutherford, like seeing these friendships grow and experiencing it with them, but also having it be with characters that you're just like, God, I'd love just to have a beer and hang out with them.
Yes, like Bashir and O'Brien. This is our best friendship of all time.
Yeah, like let's, yeah, more racquetball all the time, you guys. Like let's Bashir it up. I love those two.
To give a short teaser for the upcoming season of Lower Decks, is there any episode you would call your favorite episode?
You mean for the first season?
Yes.
For the first season, ooh, it's tough. That's tough. I think my favorite episode, it's hard to pick because the final three are all great in their own way. And the whole season is really fun, but like that, it builds to that, to the end of the season. And you know, the eighth episode is really, you know, it's sort of a trial episode and it's just really, really funny. We got to really explore the characters and do a lot of jokes and that felt really great. And then the ninth episode is a crazy holodeck episode. And that felt great because it felt like we were doing my dream movie version of Star Trek. And we got to do stuff with the characters there that we'd been building all season in a way that just felt so satisfying to get there. And then the finale, all right, well, I don't want to spoil it, but there's stuff that happens in the finale that is a combination of the most fun that we had first season and me geeking out about being a Star Trek fan and all at the same time. So it's kind of hard to pick, you know, there's the funniest one, there's the most movie one, and then there's the kind of celebration final episode.
Lower Decks in season one is a chiefly procedural show. Could you imagine telling a story over a whole season like we see in the Discovery or Picard?
Yeah, I think for me, what gets me excited is we do try to tell stories across the whole season, but they aren't the driving engine of each episode. Like to me, you know, the Star Trek I grew up with is not like I loved going to the movies, but what I really love to do is put on any one Star Trek and see stuff happening with my friends, spending time with my friends on the Starfleet ship. And the standalone episodes, getting to see like a distinct beginning, middle, and end, that feels very fun in Star Trek to me. But I also really like that because you guys are going to get to see all the episodes all in one block, you're going to get to have them been, you know, they're all at once, which is like heaven. It's like a feast for a TV watcher. You will see that while we're writing these standalone episodes, there are themes and character stories we're tracking across the entire season. And so we do want to have our cake and eat it too. We want to have these season-long stories, whether they're emotional or dramatic, that you're tracking and that you can pick up any one episode and be like, this is the episode I'm going to watch today. This is what I want to have on in the background. You're going to have a satisfying beginning, middle, and end. Like, we want to have both.
We also love the Short Trek experiments. You also created the Short Trek The Escape Artist with Rainn Wilson as Harry Mudd. Is there any plan to do another Short Trek?
I would work with Rainn Wilson as Harry Mudd any day of the week. I loved doing that. I mean, not only because it was live action and we got to just have a blast being on those sets and being on the physical Discovery sets was just so amazing. And Rainn is so funny and so good. Like, he can switch from funny to dramatic. Right now, there is no plan for new Short Treks for me. But I would be there in a second, especially if I could expand on more Harry Mudd. I love that character.
Mike, I'm very thankful that you spoke to us. And I hope we can speak too after the first season, perhaps.
I would love to do that. Yeah, absolutely.
And thank you for the interview.
Of course. And I can't wait for you guys to see it. I can't wait to hear what you think. And we're busy on season two. And it's another amazing, fun 10 episodes that if you like the first 10, I think you will love the next season.
Mehr Star Trek Podcasts findet ihr auf discoverypanel.de. Discovery Panel. Discover Star Trek.